welcome back to Rocket Right Radio, and it's time for our medical segment brought to you each week by Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center.
When you or someone you love is diagnosed with cancer, it can be all-encompassing, and every cancer experience is different. The staff and physicians at Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center will surround you with highly individualized resources and care to meet your every need and preference. Visit MaryBirdLake.org to learn more.
Dr. Vernon Rhines, who is a surgeon at Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center. Dr. Rhines, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. And so we were just talking about being healthy and a lot of things that involved eating healthy that reduce your risk of a lot of health issues. And one of those we know is gastric cancer. So first of all, can you provide us with a little brief explanation of what gastric cancer actually is?
Gastric cancer also is known as stomach cancer. It's a malignancy of the upper part of the GI tract called the stomach. It's usually a slowly growing malignancy. Usually it's associated with some precancerous type changes. It's a pretty common tumor. There's probably in the United States, 27,000 people roughly are diagnosed with gastric cancer per year. So it's a pretty common tumor that we have to deal with. But on the some good news though, is that the rates of gastric cancer are actually starting to decrease about 1.5% a year over the last 10 years.
That is great. So one of the things that's not going up, I love that. So now, is there a certain group of people that are at more at risk for stomach cancer?
There are. There are older people are higher risk for developing gastric cancer. It seems to be more prominent in men than women. There's some obvious family risk factors that are associated with this as well.
Okay. It looks 6 out of every 10 are diagnosed after 65. So one of the
Correct.
Things that are an older type of cancer, but we do see that in younger people as well. Let's talk about what are some of the risk factors and what are some of the symptoms that folks should look for at any age?
So some of the known risk factors for gastric cancer, like a lot of cancers, smoking, of course.
And people don't think about that with their gut, do they?
They do not. But smoking increases your risk for gastric cancer. It increases your risk for pancreatic cancers. Potentially some of the other hepatobiliary or liver-type tumors as well. So smoking not only is a risk factor for lung cancer, but many of the GI tract tumors that we deal with as well. Specifically for gastric cancer, a diet in real salty and smoked foods it appears to be a risk factor. Family history, as we talked about earlier, I'm sure most of us have heard of the H. pylori bacterial infection of the stomach. That is also felt to be a risk factor for gastric cancer. Ulcers, long-standing gastritis, and just like colon cancer, where most of us have heard of colon polyps, there can also be an entity called gastric polyps. And patients with gastric polyps are at an increased risk for gastric cancer as well. Some of the symptoms that these patients have, some of them are very, very subtle. You can start feeling tired. You can be a little bloated when you eat. Most people, they get full quickly. When they eat, they just don't want to finish their meal. A burning in the upper part of your abdomen that's often attributed to heartburn may also be a subtle side effect of this as well. Then obviously there's nausea. Unfortunately, once you start having symptoms of vomiting and weight loss, that usually means that there could be an advancement of the disease.
And do you find that a lot of people will, because a lot of these early symptoms are so vague, or maybe they do put it off to heartburn, or they just feel like they're doing too much and they're fatigued? And do they present typically with the later symptoms of intractable nausea and stomach pain? Is it one that you see people not showing up early for, and they're coming in late into the gastric cancers?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's true. We're seeing a lot of patients showing up with advanced disease. Again, just like you mentioned, the symptoms can be very, very subtle. Some patients will actually notice that their bowel movements are a little dark, and that may mean that the tumor is actually having some slow bleeding. So that's another very, very subtle side effect of this tumor.
Okay. Well, are there screening tests that can be done for prevention of gastric cancer, like there are for some of the other common cancers that we see?
So, unfortunately, there are no lab tests that can be done. We have not. Science and medicine has not truly developed that yet. So, really, the screening is just seeing your gastroenterologist and your primary care physician and getting gastroscopes, the outpatient procedure where they look down in your esophagus and your stomach with the lighted scope. So we recommend for patients who have strong family history of gastric cancers, or if they're having these very subtle symptoms, to talk to your primary care physician, your gastroenterologist, or your surgeon, and we can arrange for a upper endoscopy. And that's really the ideal screening test. To pick up, do you have ulcers, do you have polyps, or unfortunately, do you have a malignancy?
Sure, but a lot of times that doesn't have any general screening guidelines, and correct me if I'm wrong, unlike people are familiar with the colonoscopies for looking at the lower GI tract, is there any basic screening guidelines for looking at the upper GI tract and stomach?
No, actually, it's very correct. So there's, again, there's some polyposis type syndromes that obviously put the patients at increased risk. So those patients are on a scheduled regimen of endoscopies, upper endoscopies and lower endoscopies. But for the overall general population, we don't have any true recommendations as to when should you get your EGD. You know, colonoscopy start at the age of 50.
Right.
That may be changing to 40 now, but we really don't have any basic annual recommendations like women in mammograms once a year. We just don't have that for gastric cancer.
Right. So really important for people to be in tune to these symptoms and be seeing their physician on an annual basis so that something would be picked up early and get detected. Now, you're a member of the Hepatobiliary Multidisciplinary Team at Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center. And break that word down, hepatobiliary. You said it earlier when we were talking, but for folks listening, exactly what all does that encompass? And then tell us about that team.
So hepatobiliary refers to treatment of liver and bile duct and pancreatic diseases, be it benign, specifically for Mary Bird Perkins, malignancies of the liver, malignancies of the bile duct, and pancreatic cancers. The hepatobiliary team also, we discuss and manage what we call the foregut or the upper GI tract malignancies, the esophageal tumors along with the gastric tumors. So we truly manage both most of the malignancies of the upper GI. This team was, like all cancers, it's a team approach. And Mary Bird Perkins has put together a team of medical oncologists who specialize in chemotherapy, surgeons like myself, Dr. Lyons and Dr. Tabor, as well as the radiation oncology physicians. And every bit as important are the physical therapists, the dietitians, the patient navigation, the geneticists, nursing research team, all part of the of this multidisciplinary team. And we meet at least once a month to discuss cases. We all give an opinion regarding what's the ideal way to treat this tumor. Again, the ultimate hope is that most of these tumors can be discovered early on. And just like all tumors, if you can discover it early on, surgery is ideal. But a lot of these tumors are advanced with spread to the liver, lungs, or lymph nodes, and they would benefit from receiving chemotherapy and or radiation preoperatively, hoping to downsize the tumor and make it more curative by surgery in the future.
Thank you so much for talking with us. We've been talking with Dr. Vernon Rhines with Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center. Thank you for your time, and y'all go to marybirdlake.org for more information.
More Rocket Right Radio is coming up right after this. Stay tuned.